Ну, вчера си.
Well, yesterday and today we had an excellent discussion. We raised a number of questions which I had raised over the last 12 years. I have been raising, I raised them in the work of the Bureau. I worked in a number of other committees. Energy has come to a point where it seems that all of the work that we've been doing over these years is very important. It has focused on the development of our community and our world. If you recall, back in 2005, there was a strategy that was developed by the ECE up to 2012, which was signed by the leaders of the UN. But today, these questions that we are raising are questions that, to some extent, haven't surprised me. They're actually elementary issues which have been ongoing. We need to look at resources which are renewable, and we're asking, is CMM renewable or clean or not? Well, I mean, if we close every single mine, we still won't make this a problem that we resolve. Ukraine has, since the 1994, 1995, 1990s, has been working with some 120 different agencies and mining organizations. And I mean, what have we been able to achieve over the last few years? What have we been able to reach in terms of CMM and in terms of industry, in terms of making advancements in extraction of CMM? It seems that any work that we are doing in the past today doesn't necessarily make CMM a renewable type of energy. That's the first point I wanted to make. And the second point is that the 60th anniversary of the industry has recently been celebrated. And it would seem that we need to understand that nothing has really changed over the last 60 years. I mean, technology has moved forward, of course, but it seems that the technology that's used in the mines is the same. The only thing that's changed really is the organization. So there is no single country in the world besides the USSR, which maybe in the 1930s was working on the classification of different types of CMM, and that was a very important time in history. There were institutes, which I mentioned yesterday. There were different mines. We saw it in Donbass, we saw it in Gumbass. There was a different type of technology which was used, but it was still an important type of technology. But what I think is that what we need to do in our bureau, in our meeting, we need to decide what we want. What does the international community need? Does it need coal or not? Because we can't look at coal just as one of the energy resources. It's also a type of chemical component. And no matter what we really want, or no matter what we really need, we need to understand that we can't live without this resource. So we're going to have to continue to manage it in the future. I mentioned again the 1960s in the USSR, that there was a policy for replacing different types of energy sources. There were some types of facilities that were more interested in this type of in these types of metals. So I think what we need to understand is that this is an important resource, and we need to continue to develop industry, and we need to look at this hand in hand, first of all with industry, but also with chemistry, but also with other sectors. I think that if we move forward in these SDGs, we might get to a point where we see that we've not made any progress over the last 11 years. So we have to make sure that we don't do that. We have to make sure that we do make progress. We have to work with the Sustainable Energy Committee. Perhaps you recall last year I took the floor and I spoke about this same problem. So we need, and forgive me, I should also like to mention the fact that I spoke at the International Labour Organization as well, and there I was talking about the professionalism in the sector. But we need to have one type of single decision, which would be taken by all international organizations together, a coordinated decision, so we understand what we need to do at this current time. Thank you very much.